Hello, my name is Ken Bissler. I'm a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and I've been studying for more than 30 years the fate of radioactivity in the ocean, including releases from Fukushima Daiichi in 2011. This poster focuses on a remaining issue of the amount of contaminated liquid waste that are in over 1,000 tanks on the site itself at this point in time. Now, these are water that's been in contact with the core materials, so cooling water, groundwater that enters the building, that is cleaned up, but not to the extent that there are no longer contaminants of concern. And that's a big issue. If the plan is to release water to the ocean, what would the effects be? What would the harm be? And the attention so far has focused almost exclusively on tritium, a radioactive form of hydrogen found, for example, in the H2O molecule of water. So if you look at panel 3, for example, we have the concentration not just of tritium, but 9 other isotopes have been reported by TEPCO in 200 of the tanks at their portal where they have this type of information available. What I did is simply plot this versus concentration. This is the y-axis, it's logarithmic, so you see tritium levels on the left close to and exceeding 1 million becquerels per liter, to this larger suite on the right. And you'll see the different shades for the range, trying to give you an idea of the wide variability that you find for any given isotope. For example, strontium-90 at the extreme there ranges from 0.1 to over 100,000 becquerel per liter in different tanks or tank groups. So that makes it kind of complicated to figure out what to do with this water, but you certainly can see that the levels of these non-tritium isotopes are significant. In fact, more than 70% of these tanks would need additional cleanup if they were to be released to the ocean because of the concentration of the non-tritium isotopes. In panel 4, we look at another concern, which is the difference between tritium and its behavior in the ocean and the other radionuclides that are measured. So tritium behaves like water. It dilutes and quickly will be mixed into the Pacific. There's already a fair bit of tritium in the ocean because of natural processes. It's cosmogenically produced. It's remaining from nuclear weapons testing in the atmosphere in the 60s and from nuclear power plants around the world that discharge small amounts of tritium through regular operations. But what happens to tritium is quite different than the other isotopes. In panel 4, if you look at the light blue bar, that's considered the biological concentration factor, so the affinity of that isotope to end up in marine food systems like fish relative to its propensity to stay in water. So you see tritium on the left has a number 1 there. Carbon-14 next to it is over 10,000 times more likely to end up in fish, so that would be quite important. Even at lower concentrations, it might end up accumulating at higher levels. And you look over on the right, you find things like cesium, strontium-90, cobalt, all of them much higher affinity for marine biota, fish in particular here. The dark blue color is the affinity of these different radioisotopes for the seafloor, the sediment on the bottom of the ocean. A high number there, like for cobalt 60 over 100,000, indicates the propensity to remain attached to the seafloor. So if released as a liquid discharge, it would rapidly accumulate on the seafloor near the coast of Japan and not simply be mixed away. I also point to the dose coefficient. That's a measure of the harm that these radionuclides can cause when they're released, so they're not all the same. That scale spans over a factor of 1,000 between the least harmful tritium on the left to some of the more harmful isotopes from a radiological perspective, cesium, strontium, and iodine-129. In conclusion, panel 5, I think we would need far more additional cleanup before any of these waters could be released. I think that's part of the plans, but the details have been lacking. I think we need to consider other radionuclides beyond tritium when you plan for those releases and have independent study before, during, and after, not just of seawater, but the seafloor sediments and marine biota for levels of these different isotopes. On the bottom right, I have the full reference in Science magazine from August of 2020, where you can find details and references to this work. Thank you very much.